Let's get right to our panel to talk about what we've seen in the statement, but also how this is going to impact those of us as consumers, those of us as investors. We bring in Mona Mahajan, Edwards Jones Senior Investment Strategist, along with Tony Rodriguez, Nuveen Head of Fixed Income Strategy. It's good to have you both here. Emily McCormick, obviously, is joining us too. Let's first listen to what Chair Powell said about the hot labor market, and then we'll follow up with our panel after this.
The labor market is, by so many measures, hotter than it ever ran in the last expansion. If you think about it, you know, the ratio of job openings, for example, to vacancies is at all time highs. Quits, the wages, all those things are even hotter.
Mona, the reason we played that soundbite is because, as Emily pointed out, the chair said that, quote, we are making rapid progress towards maximum employment and seemed to be linking achieving that goal when asked about what does that look like, maximum employment, linking that to liftoff with interest rates. What do you think?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that the labor market has been pretty strong this entire year. In fact, down to 4.2% unemployment rate. The Fed projections for next year get us to 3.5%. We think that's pretty achievable. So, you know, in that environment, does it make sense to have rates at the zero bound? Maybe not. And so I think when this Fed does decide to lift off, they will be patient, they will be deliberate, they will be thoughtful about it. But if inflation starts to roll over, as the chairman indicated or implied as well, and if we have an unemployment rate at 3.5% and broader metrics of the labor market look pretty healthy, we do think, you know, 1 to 2, perhaps 3 rate hikes make sense. Keep in mind, though, it's not only how much they do next year, it's where that terminal rate of rate hikes go as well. And so we don't see this cycle necessarily having a terminal rate that was higher than the last two. Last two were at 4.25% and 2.25%. We're getting lower peaks over time, and this cycle is probably no different, thereby making it more digestible for the economy as a whole. So we think generally the Fed has been in line with market expectations and will not undermine the expansion overall.
Well, and Tony, I want to follow up with you on that, because if we take a look at the market reaction here to the Fed statement and the press conference, the Dow hit a session high up more than 300 points during that press conference. What do you think markets, or at least U.S. equity investors, were hearing that they liked in this decision to trigger this kind of risk-on move?
Sure. Hi, Emily. Good to be with you. I think that the markets, at least the equity market for sure, is reacting really to Powell suggesting that the economy is in such good shape, looking forward to next year being a pretty healthy year for the economy. Yet at the same time, while showing that they are kind of not too far behind the curve or not failing to pay attention to inflation, they are not so panicked that they're introducing the risk that they're going to be too aggressive and tighten too quickly in response to rising inflation, which would clearly hurt growth, hurt earnings, and obviously then hurt the equity market. So I think Powell is just trying to really thread the needle between saying we're not asleep at the switch on inflation, acknowledging that it's much higher than they had, you know, forecasted a few months ago, talking about how they can respond to that, while at the same time not striking fear into equity investors that they're going to slow down the economy. He talked about the strength of the consumer. He talked about the strength of the overall economy and how 22 is setting up to be, therefore, a pretty good year from a corporate earnings perspective,
but,
and therefore
Tony,
equity markets.
Forgive me for interrupting you, but we have Mohamed El-Arian saying that the Fed and the chair have totally missed inflation. We have them now saying, okay, we get it, inflation. But then you get in the statement, the quote, supply and demand imbalances related to the pandemic and the reopening of the economy have contributed to elevated levels of inflation. And no mention of the, he did in the press conference talk about Congress, and he said, you know, I'm not going to weigh in on that. But no real mention of the fact that the Fed has allowed for the literally dumping, helicopter Bernanke, dumping of trillions of dollars into the money supply. Is he still missing it, Tony?
Well, I mean, I don't think they want to fully acknowledge the mistakes that maybe they made 6 months ago in terms of their forecasting. Clearly, there have been maybe surprises to the Fed, not only by the amount of Fed fiscal stimulus, also by how quickly the vaccines worked to kind of bring back demand. And then, of course, that demand, particularly for durables, overpowering the supply. You know, we're seeing showing substantial amounts of production, but not enough to keep up with the high demand, especially in markets where semiconductors are a big issue. So I think the Fed clearly made a mistake in their assessment of inflation, but they're trying to look forward and convince investors that there's still plenty of time for them to respond to that, particularly when our view, for example, is that you will begin to see moderation in inflation in the second half of next year. It'll remain above the Fed's target, and it's certainly appropriate for the Fed to be, you know, increasing the speed of the taper, ending quantitative purchases, and certainly reasonable for them to raise rates. But we would expect to see fewer rate hikes than what the SEP is telling us.
Well, Mona, and speaking of the SEP, do you think the Fed is even going to need to raise interest rates three times next year, as the median dot had forecasted? Or is the mere signaling of tighter monetary policy going to be enough to set off market psychology in anticipation of that and potentially do the Fed's job for them here?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the communication of potentially three rate hikes next year, I think, does set market expectations. And we certainly saw, you know, last week when Jerome Powell made that hawkish pivot to accelerate the taper, the markets very quickly priced that in, not only with the flattening of the yield curve, some of the more higher valuation parts of the market selling off, but also we saw certainly expectations for rate hikes next year adjust somewhat as well. So I do think communicating it is a large part of their job and will have an impact. That being said, it was interesting to hear Jerome Powell talk about how if conditions change next year, of course, so will the dot plot, so will their path of Fed rate hikes. And I think that makes a lot of sense as well. There's still some uncertainty around the path of the economy, some uncertainty around the path of inflation. But generally, I think we are in an environment where we have growth above trend. We have a labor market that's steadily improving. And keep in mind, from an equity market perspective, this is an environment where the bull market may still have legs. It's typically not until we're at the end of a rate hiking cycle or we're entering a recessionary period that we start to see these 20% bear market type environments. Next year, we don't see us getting there. Could we have a little bit of moderation from three great years of S&P returns and perhaps a little more normal level of volatility? Absolutely. But it's not a bad environment to get into as we're heading into next year for equity market investors and risk, you know, market investors broadly.
We hear you loud and clear, and investors are hearing you, too, as we remain in the green on the indices. Mona Mahajan, Edward Jones, Senior Investment Strategist, thank you for joining us as well. Tony Rodriguez from Nuveen, Head of Fixed Income Strategy. All the best to both of you.